think that can be a very difficult issue. And what we've decided in this book is that we should state what we think is the current best practice, ignoring for the moment the financial aspects to that. But we do have to acknowledge that there are these issues, and therefore it's important in terms of being practical and useful to explain what other treatments are available, albeit that they're not best practice if resources are unlimited. And that, again, I think, is another balance that we're going to strike. Related to that, we do have in introductory chapters discussions of those very issues about how, given the fact that in all economies, money for healthcare is limited. I agree the limitation is set at very different degrees if you go from North America to Sub-Saharan Africa. But we do have discussions of those issues, which are things that doctors and others are going to have to grapple with and grapple with increasingly in the years to come.
And a good example, I think, would be the treatment of multiple sclerosis. Getting everyone agrees is still unsatisfactory. There have been advances, there have been drugs that were rejected by our own NICE committee and other very expensive treatments that were accepted. And recently there's been the emergence of some, I think, more promising treatments. But this is an enormously important, devastating disease which should command all our attention and interest, which over succeeding additions of the Oxford textbook, it hasn't been possible really to promote with enormous confidence any particular intervention.